Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
The year is still 2016. Yeah, we're back.
Hey.
With part two of 2016, where we will be discussing promo and performances and how the legend truly jumped out this year in promotion for her ninth studio album, Glory, which we discussed in part one.
And if you did not listen to that, listen to that.
Oh, what's the concept for listening to it?
The concept of part two is basically the second part.
Yeah, so in the first part, I mean, I don't know why you would listen to the second part, not the first part.
Honestly, we can't trust these listeners.
But like, we talked about Glory, we talked about the music, we talked about Vegas. So the legend jumps out of Vegas.
Briefly, and, out of the desert.
Yep. Yeah, she comes out of the desert and she gives us tons of promo. Where we're going to start this episode is with the VMAs, the Video Music Awards on MTV. Which we all know is like, I mean, I'm just going to say it. The VMAs, Britney is the VMAs.
VMAs.
I mean, I also want to kill my candle, which I know is like totally random.
Oh, and spill it all over your couch?
You
want to kill the lights?
It's like smoking.
Oh, all right.
So I was like, I like noticed that and I was like,
cold as fire, baby, hot as ice. Break it down.
Smoke from the slumber.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they like, you think of the VMAs and you think of Britney.
Mm-hmm. Britney's domain.
They really are. Madonna has also had some like iconic.
Of course.
But at least for our generation growing up, you think VMAs and the first thing people are thinking of is the snake. Like that is kind of the.
Snake. I mean, any of them, even 2007, like people just have vivid memories of every Britney performance.
Right. And we've talked about those in previous years.
We have. And so if you haven't, you're a fake fan, so please go back and listen.
And I will say, just note, if you go to MTV's Facebook page, they did finally put it in HD on their Facebook.
Oh, right. That's
which is
right.
Fantastic. Thank you.
It took 20
technology.
Years.
True. 20 years, just like this podcast.
Yeah.
So it is announced that Britney is going to be doing the 2016 VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
Which was extremely exciting.
I was nervous.
I wasn't.
Okay.
But that's just, I wasn't. Okay, so I feel like, and kind of leading off of where we were in the last one, as a stan,
mm-hmm.
I feel like this year I put the blinders on.
Yeah, you
and
did.
I knew that she was thriving and I sensed something in her
yeah.
that wasn't there in previous years.
Right.
And I really just was like, I don't really care what anyone else says
yeah.
because I love everything that she's giving me. And I really just kind of blocked it all out. But anyway, I don't know if anyone else felt that way.
I think many do.
Yeah. So she announces that she's doing the VMAs and, you know, we've dragged a lot of things that her team has done, but MTV put out a promo for Britney this year that I will say is one of the greatest promos she has ever gotten in her entire career.
It has. We've spent 20 years saying hype is bad. This is amazing.
This is, and I don't know who it is that does it, who did it, or directed it, or wrote it, but if anyone out there knows who was involved in any way, shape, or form.
Oh,
in this,
I do. I was talking to one of the guys who worked on it.
What? Like, what did he do?
Yeah, he was involved in the set. Yeah.
Like doing the props?
Yeah.
Well, you let her know what I have to say.
I will.
So,
I'll send a text.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you tell him that it's fucking iconic? I hope you
oh,
did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. At the time, yeah. It was like fully gagged over it.
Oh, my God. I'm shook. Okay, because everyone that was involved from all angles of this needs to be rewarded. Because as a Britney stan, like, this is one of the greatest promos they've ever done with her. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Go check it out. What did I just say?
Go check it out.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on their Facebook page. It's on YouTube. And Banana the Snake is slithering through... It's kind of like a green room.
To me,
like
it reminds me of the set of the Blackout album shoot inside with like the scattered flowers and the telephone and the kind of red and black sort of vibe.
Yeah. To me, it looked like a dressing, room was like everything's been tossed on the floor because whatever.
I mean, it reminds me of the Blackout, like the picture of her with black hair, like standing there in the dressing room or whatever that is with the mirror. Is it a mirror? I don't know. But yeah,
it is.
She's
holding the phone.
Totally gave me those vibes and interspersed through the snake slithering on through. As Taylor Swift makes her way through, there's a wedding dress.
There is.
I think there's the material of the Oops cat suit.
Briefly. The lockers. You get sort of like the diamond. Diamonds, like the
cat suit. A toxic cat suit.
Yeah.
And slash the Oops Stronger, whichever one you interpret that as. And in the background, Britney is doing live vocals.
She VOs this one.
And
it's fierce.
It's very fierce.
Because she also recognizes and says again, it's Britney, bitch.
She does.
Don't just give you a stage. They give you a story. Some way of taking a fraction of a second and making it live forever. Before you know it, it's history.
And it's like very sexy the way she says it.
It is. She delivers a strong vocal on this commercial.
It is phenomenal.
It is.
To me, this is the legend recognizing the legend.
This is the legend being forced to recognize that she's iconic.
You know what?
She would never say this about herself.
She wouldn't. But,
so it's nice that she was being forced to.
Okay. That was 2013, that the forcing, okay?
But in a good way. She's like being forced to accept that she's a legend.
Which I want her to do. Exactly. I think it's nice to do, because we all know she's a humble legend. But when it comes to the VMAs, I forget what episode it was, where I sometimes was like, I just want her to be like,
own it
to recognize, right, to like own it just a little bit.
That's what I mean. Like,
or even just play the character of like the fierce legend. And she did for a second.
She did. She absolutely did.
It's Britney, bitch.
So I'm happy that she did that. She was forced to accept that she's iconic and historic. And that I hope that like when she read those words, she really felt in any way that like she did that. Like, I really hope she feels that.
I choose to believe in the infliction and the tone of her voice, the way that she says it, that she believed it.
I would love that. And yes,
and
it is
even
a very
if
strong...
it was just for a split second, that's all I need.
Yeah.
So anyway, the time comes. Now, I was there.
Right.
In that pit.
You were in a pit fighting with a Halsey fan.
Oh, I didn't fight with her.
No, you let her go.
I had a really funny interaction with her.
Right,
though.
Right.
Do the children want to know the story?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, so I'm in the pit at the VMAs. I only care about Britney.
Right.
And we kind of made friends and small talk with everyone that was around us because, you know, I'm a good behaving general admission audience member.
I wish I could cut to you getting in fist fights. Not that you caused them, but it's hilarious to think because you've gotten in several.
I have not.
You've gotten in fights at concerts.
One.
I thought one was Ashley.
Yeah.
And then I thought there
was called
one...
the F word.
But then I thought there was another one.
No.
Not at Hillary ever?
Hillary Duff? Me throwing down at Hillary Duff? I cried at Hillary Duff.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
throw hands.
Oh. All right. I thought there was another. I thought there was another altercation.
No, I got punched by a drunk girl at Backstreet Boys.
Okay, that's the other one.
Yeah, but I didn't cause that.
No, but you just tend to get into altercations that you didn't ask for.
That's true. Right. Yes.
That's all I mean.
But I'm just saying that, like,
Kyle threw the first brick at Stonewall. That's what we're saying.
Oh my God.
That was fighting for gay rights, mm-hmm. and people were killed.
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
I can't.
Yes. So anyway, what you're there saying. For Brittany.
So this girl was behind us, and now I'm taller than a lot of people, and I recognize that. So we were chatting with her, and she was there to see Halsey. However you feel about that is however you feel about it.
I would be too.
You know, you would think someone would say, like, Beyonce. Like, no. Nope. She was there. She wanted to see Halsey.
How great.
That's fine. So, because I was 3 feet taller than her, she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, would you guys mind if I stood in front of you guys for Halsey? And we were like, of course, like, no worries. And she's like, and then I'll just go back. It's like totally fine. But just for Halsey, like, I really want to be able to see her. And she's like, I'm just like a really big Halsey fan. I'm like, okay. So she stands in front of us and Halsey comes out and she performs Chainsmokers. And this girl is filming the entire thing on her cell phone. So me and my friend Nick are watching her. Like, she's lit. When I tell you, this girl is shaking. You can see it, like, on her phone. It's just, like, vibrating and shaking. And I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do with that girl. She's completely convulsing and shaking and screaming. And all of us.
Please don't be mean to me. I have a very busy day too, okay? So it really makes me upset. Please don't be mean to me.
So we're watching her, and she's watching through her phone, which to me made no sense. Mm. Like, you're standing front row, and your fave is right there. Like, why wouldn't you want to stare at her with your own eyes? All of a sudden, on her phone screen pops out of memory the pop-up that's like, cannot save video, like, memory limit exceeded. And Halsey's still standing, like, right there. The girl freezes, and she looks at her phone, and her whole face just sinks. And she's just staring and trying to figure out, like, how to get more memory on her phone instead of enjoying the moment that was in front of her.
That's Generation Z for you right there. Ugh. They care more about their fucking phones. Back in my day, we had to stand there.
What do you mean back in your day? You literally Instagram storied all piece of me. What are you talking about?
I know. Well, that's my service to the people.
Generation see you in court.
I sacrifice my time there for the others.
I don't. So anyway, that happened. But I was there for Britney's performance. I did not take any photos or video because I literally lost my shit.
It's like weird too at an award show when you're in the audience too.
Yeah,
it's like,
I was also kind of.
Bitch, it's on TV.
Right. And like the Getty images will come out. Like there's photographers there that are going to photograph it. Like what am I going to do? Post my blurry ass.
Exactly.
No, like I'll steal the one from Getty and make it my background.
I would take the inner show pictures. Like if there's anything spicy happening in the audience or something. But like when the show's happening, like whatever's happening is what you see. Anyway.
Right. So before this happened, Rihanna did her medleys.
Yeah.
And Britney was in the audience for the first one and was losing her mind to Rihanna.
Yeah.
Which was so cool to like see her genuinely smiling and like kicking with like her girlfriends. It was the familiar face. What's her name? She's been around. Her friend. I don't know. But like they were having so much fun and she was only there for like the first medley.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see. And then her actual performance of Make Me, which I don't give a shit what anyone else has to say about it. I, for Britney in 2016, loved it. Wow. I only have one minor critique.
Okay.
The color of the bodysuit I didn't think was the best. Mm-hmm. I wish it wasn't that yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she snatched. Like, she was absolutely snatched.
You were in the audience, so your experience was different. For me, having gone through Beyonce's 8-minute spectacle, including shattering the camera, like, which obviously you didn't get that full effect while watching on TV.
No, I didn't. The Beyonce medley visually didn't make any sense for us in the pit because it was for TV. It wasn't for her.
To go from that to her alone with a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh my
just
God.
Was like,
that was hand movements and shadows. That was not a PowerPoint presentation. That was dancers in the back.
I know, but it was like a very simple, simple, it was a simple thing. It was a very simple performance to go from the grandeur of
and here is my response to that. You mm-hmm. are the type of fans that I hated mm-hmm. after that, because everyone said that. Yeah. Everyone was like, wow, she went after Beyonce, like flop, like blah, 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 blah. And mm-hmm. I'm like, to me in 2016 and now, they're completely so in their own worlds.
Oh, that, like, for sure. I didn't expect it to be at that level.
What Beyonce did for Beyonce
yeah.
in this moment was an upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like, she has constantly like
outdoing herself.
Like outdid yeah. what she should have did, like over and over and over.
Yeah.
So I like loved that for that. For Britney, the last thing we got on TV was for MTV was when she did Femme Fatale at the Rain nightclub or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like for her to go and do this to me was a return to form.
The confidence was completely there. It was basically a solid piece of me performance, I would say.
Yeah, it was safe.
Yeah.
But
which is kind of because a lot of people hadn't seen her on TV in years and years. So it was really good for her to just come out confident and just like do mm-hmm. it really professionally. And like, if your last memory of her is 07 VMAs, then it's like totally the definition of a comeback.
And yeah. the red carpet look was stunning.
Yes.
The hair was stunning. The makeup was stunning.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought she looked like so happy and confident.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was excited to be there, whereas all the other stuff that she had done previously, is like she wants to get in and get out.
Yeah.
She was sitting in the audience watching Rihanna and yeah. dancing and singing. And I was like, she's having fun being a pop star again.
Right. Right.
I don't care what she was in comparison to Beyonce, because no one can.
No.
Like, does anyone? No.
Nope. That's a whole different playing field. I thought she was done dirty knowing that she was going to come out with a piece of me performance. I thought
True.
They could have arranged it to be a little less
cool. Separate them a little bit.
Yeah. I just, the me, myself, and I.
Oh my God. When she ripped that mic off, which you guys didn't get to see on TV, but she literally like snapped. Like when she runs off stage, she mm-hmm. literally was so excited and she did this like whip and she just like ripped her headpiece mic down and yeah. then like it fell around her neck.
Yeah.
Just the way that she did it was so, oh, I wish there was a second camera because I can't even, like, you know, she does that hand flick thing a yeah. lot, mm-hmm. which she does in this performance when mm-hmm. she goes like that. Yeah. She literally just like ripped it off and like, and I just remember screaming, I think at the top of my lungs, I was like, she doesn't even need it. Like, yes. And I was like, oh, I just was so excited.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It felt so rebellious for her to just rip the mic off that she doesn't even need. I don't say that shady.
No, I know. But then she got another mic that she pointed at.
And then Bobby Rexha didn't even know that she...
She didn't. And she was a bit shady at first until they were like interviewing, or like she got to like meet her backstage or something like that. But I mean, it is quite insane that she was not notified that her hit song was being performed by someone that is not her.
Right.
That's crazy. I don't know who arranged that. That wasn't my favorite artistic choice, was to cover somebody else's song that is a hit, like, at the moment.
See, I disagree heavily because I thought she chose it for a reason, if you listen to the lyrics.
I don't know. It just, like, was still a hit, so it was just kind of strange to cover an already existing hit song.
I mean, yeah, it was a hit. I didn't know it, to be honest. Sorry, Bobby Rexha. I didn't know it until after the fact, until Britney sang it. Mm-hmm. Well, covered it, whatever. But the lyrics are, I don't need anything to get me through the night except the beat that's in my heart. It's keeping me alive. I don't need anything to make me satisfied because the music fills me good and it gets me every time. And I was like, she just came out with Glory and she's happy and she's confident. And I was like, she chose that for a reason. Like, she chose Tom's Diner for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed in you. I thought the Stan would have jumped out more here, but
no,
she's
the
being
Billboard,
very critical.
The Billboard medley is where I jump out. But,
oh, yeah.
But the VMAs were a different story for me. And then they almost kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And she pushes him away because he's been drinking.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Which
I'm
think
pretty
someone
sure
said
is
it,
like confirmed.
Right? Didn't yeah. someone say it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Which,
that's like
good
public.
For her.
I think they might have even agreed to it, and then like he just had a shot or something. I don't know, but like.
But it's trouble for me. Ow, ow.
Yeah, and she's just like, no, 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 no. She like says it too. She kind of like.
Right. She like does a little move to it.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks. I make out with my own destiny. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I thought, for me, the stand jumped out, and I thought it was phenomenal. And if there's anyone out there who agrees with me...
I think plenty of people do.
Well, if you agree with me, and not Brad, when it comes to the VMAs, tweet me 5-star emojis.
Okay.
And then also give us 5 stars on iTunes. Yeah. But also, I'm curious.
Oh.
Do you dare?
Do you dare?
I just want to know. Because I normally am not delusional. I'm not a delusional stan where I'm like, oh, I saw. I'm not
about
though.
Most things,
right?
But,
but there was so much going on this year that like I fully enjoyed putting myself in a bubble of like,
yeah,
the delusion. Maybe it was delusion. Maybe it wasn't.
I don't know. But I think I had the same experience with the billboards because I was there for that.
Ooh.
So
yeah, which we will discuss.
Okay.
You know, I feel like we should save the best for last, maybe.
Okay.
It's, you know, hype. But
never do it. Anyway, stay tuned.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the VMAs was a standout. There were other promo performances on TV this year.
Yes, it kept on going.
Some that we think were okay and kind of just fine, but, you know, you can look them up and watch them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She does the Today Show, which was, oh God, I don't remember the last time she ever did that.
I know. That. I mean, not since, like... Well, her GMAs are better.
Oh, literally. Good Morning America. But like...
Yeah, today is... That was interesting. She does it from the stage.
Yeah. These are pre-taped.
These are pre-taped from Planet Hollywood. Make Me and Do You Want to Come Over. We have seen these performances 5,000 times.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fine. But I thought she looked good in them.
She looked good in them. Yeah.
That's a more general public promo.
Exactly.
So like, it was good to see them and her...
Yeah.
Going out there.
Yeah.
There's also one that's really funny, which I have an update on from recently.
Okay.
She does Kimmel, and she does the thing where he's sleeping, and they just, like, barge into his bedroom.
Wake him up.
They wake him up, and they start playing Make Me, and it's... I thought she was so cute in this.
She looks hot.
So hot.
Oh, my God.
The straight just jumped out.
But seriously, like... The combination of like the guys gyrating and she is just like serving it on the bed. She looks really sexy. And
it was,
but she's being so playful.
It's kind of my prerogative commercially on the bed.
Ugh, that's why I love it.
She's serving though. Like she really
is. Oh, you mean the commercial for the fragrance? Yes, you're right.
Right. Like the, even the hair and like the.
Totally,
outfit.
Actually. Yeah.
So I have an update. So Kimmel was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And Andy asked him about this performance specifically and was like, is it real that
like
Britney
wake you up?
Like Britney really woke you up and performed in the middle of your room?
Mm-hmm.
And he said yes, and that they're all like any of the ones that they do where they wake him up, it's all real. He said that his wife doesn't tell him and that she's texts with the producers and stuff and that she secretly will text them all when he's knocked out and they come in and surprise him, which makes to me makes it even funnier.
Yeah. Oh,
watching
totally.
It back yeah. Because like here's Britney Spears who like you literally don't expect to be anywhere doing promo.
Yeah. No.
She's performing in your bedroom.
It's crazy. And I thought that was a really good one. She enjoyed it. She thought it was funny and silly.
Mm-hmm.
And you got in a little bit of song promo. I think that's a win all around.
Yeah.
And again, smoking hot.
Yeah. Like she just was having fun doing weird shit again.
She was.
And then, you know, she's just hitting all the big hosted moments.
Yeah. she sure is.
Promo tour. She does Ellen again.
For the 5 millionth time.
You know, we may have dragged her appearances in the past.
Yeah.
And present.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this one was very fun.
Yeah, she gets to go to the mall, which is probably right up her alley.
That's her dream.
Yeah.
Tom's Mall.
Tom's Mall. She gets to basically walk around and they have ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sit in a bed together.
Which like...
A lot of bed promo.
I feel like we used to do that as teens.
Oh yeah. Find like like sneak into
like
the...
Like you'd go into the store and you'd like jump on the bed that was like nicely made and comfortable and get yelled at and kicked out of the mall.
Completely. Oh, absolutely.
You'd go to Chick-fil-A before they were problematic.
Yeah. They...
This reminded me of, which I don't know if we mentioned in a previous episode. We might have.
What?
This reminded me of her skit that she did with Ellen with the caroling.
Yes.
The Christmas caroling.
This is as close to that. And I wish we talked about that then.
Did we not?
I don't think we did.
Maybe we didn't.
No.
I don't remember. We've discussed a lot of things.
We do. We do. 20 years is a lot to cover.
Yeah. But it was just like her being stupid and goofy.
It was. And
in public.
And that's like right up her alley. So yeah. She gets to have fun with that. Another thing we didn't put here, but we have to mention, is carpool karaoke. Yeah, so one of the other appearances she does is the, at the time, extremely relevant James Corden carpool karaoke series, which by now I think has run its course.
It may have driven off course.
It may have swerved into oncoming traffic.
Oh.
I mean, so the thing is, well, she branded it as awkward. After it happened.
Right.
I mean, I don't think she loves hearing her own music and having to sing it in general, but like hearing her own songs, she seems cringy. When she gets to cover other people's songs, that's when she comes alive. Unfortunately, you have to sing mostly your own music.
Right.
This was a tough one.
I don't think it's a highlight of the year.
It's not a highlight. I think there are like some moments of it that I appreciate. She breaks into All That She Wants, which is quite something. For those of you in the original Doll era, you'll know that she has a song that she makes partially out of a cover and partially out of her poetry. All That She Wants is Another Baby. And she talks about that when he's like, so do you have plans for another Bobby?
You want to have more kids?
Yeah.
How many more?
Like three more.
Three more? You're going to go straight up five?
I have to find the right guy first, and then, you know.
Tell him that he's about to become the father of three children.
All that she wants is another baby.
She really wants a baby.
She does.
She makes it clear she never wants to marry again, but she will have a baby.
Yeah.
Anytime now. I'm waiting for like that stork gif to be on her official website.
Oh my God. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The first time it was announced, it was like balloons.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. Anywho. Yeah. This one was a...
That was a tough one.
You know, the car hit a speed bump.
It did.
I thought it was... I felt like she tried. I don't know if she felt fully comfortable with him.
I don't think she felt fully comfortable with him. I think she had never seen it or really got it.
Right. I felt like, in a way, she may have thought that they were making fun of her.
Yeah.
That's the vibe that I got off of it, was she thought maybe they were trying to mock her.
Yeah. I think over the past 2 years, she steadily gained confidence again in her voice in a lot of ways, because she's been doing those Instagram videos. Granted, she puts a filter on it, which I do think is intentional. I think that she... is a very self-conscious person, but I do think that she has been finding her voice again. But I think that was one time where her nerves were getting the best of her.
Yeah. And we've said this before, there's a very small handful of people that
she's comfortable with,
instant chemistry with. So this, you kind of knew that it was a new person.
Yeah.
Wasn't that comfortable with them.
Yeah.
They're trapped in a car.
For a long time.
Yeah. But it happened.
It happened. And she was part of a series that at the time was really on fire. So that was, it certainly got a lot of attention at the time, for better or worse. I mean, I think it was good that she did it, but, you know, she certainly wasn't belting her songs by any means.
No, but she was on Glory.
She was. Yes, she was.
So then she hops out of the car and jumps into a plane and heads on over to London.
London town.
I love overseas places.
I love overseas places like Canada and London.
But before we hop on that plane, we're going to take a quick little break.
Yeah, I need to go eat.
Oh, keep eating. I feel a song coming on. I'm just, no, you, I. We ain't going to sleep tonight.
You actually are going to sleep tonight. You know why?
Oh, I am?
Because of the soothing touch of Gravity Blanket.
Oh.
Gravity Blanket, you know, like gravity.
Is that what, you know, keeps the moon floating around. I don't know.
Yep.
The man on the moon.
The man on the moon.
Oh, my God. No, the man on the moon, there's no gravity there.
There's not. The man on the moon needs a gravity blanket.
I know. He does. Oh, he's floating in space.
That's what Man on the Moon is about. She's like just like, patient star. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we need to give another thank you to the sponsor of today's episode, Gravity Blankets.
Now, Kyle, why don't you tell us a bit more about your gravity blanket experience? What have you been up to with your gravity blanket lately?
Well, to be frank, I'm very anxious and I have trouble sleeping, and we have very weird hours. You do too.
Yeah.
Hours are fucked. Our schedule's fucked.
It's insane.
I work like 12-hour days. I get home at like 2:30 in the morning. You know, adrenaline is racing.
Yeah.
Very anxious. And so it literally is a weighted blanket that just flops on top of you and just makes you feel safe and secure and comfortable and cozy. It's science.
Yeah.
It's the soothing touch. It just makes all the chemicals work.
Yeah. That's how that works.
React, as Allie, Queens of Pop, Allie and AJ would say.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And it really helps you relax. And the best feeling is waking up in the morning. I'm just like, oh my God,
it's so snuggly. It's very, very hard to get out of bed with that blanket.
Fantastic naps. I love a nap, and I will say
a 20 out of 10.
Or there could be a 20 pound weighted blanket.
There could be 20 pounds of peep. Nope. There could be 99 blankets in a room, and only one is weighted.
Yes, they come in 15 pounds, 20 pounds, or 25 pounds. Numerous different colors. There's also other products that you can buy as well.
So if you go to gravityblankets.com, check out everything they have to offer, and use our code Brittany, BRITNEY, and get 15% off your order at checkout, which I think you'll agree is really, really cool. This is insane in retrospect. Just overall, she's in London because she's doing the Apple Music Festival. Insanity that she's playing a festival of any kind. Britney in 2016, and she would later do radio shows. But I really, this was, talk about cherry on the top of me thinking that she was done. You're playing festivals? You're playing radio concerts, arenas? That was just, I never thought those days were going to be, you know, I thought those days were behind us. I didn't think, you know, that she was going to do a very modern, relevant radio tour. That's like,
yeah. And numerous times throughout the year.
Yes. So, but we kick it off with Apple Music Festival, which is a huge, it's kind of a whirlwind trip. We get some amazing candids when she's in London.
Oh, yeah, we do. Because she, like the look that she had going to London.
Yeah.
I want to say was post VMA's time frame.
I think so.
Because we're not going really chronological this year. Sorry about that. There's just a lot to cover.
Yeah.
I felt like this was post VMA.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like going into the fall,
mm-hmm.
She had a look going on that was very good.
Right.
I don't know if there was a change in stylist.
I don't know, but like for that brief moment in London, it was on point.
The hats were cute. The outfits were cute. The makeup was good.
She also had to do so much promo that they had her camera ready all the time. Mm-hmm. So like her candids are really good. We're very grateful for that opportunity. Before she hits the stage at Apple Music Festival, she does the Beats One radio interview, and we get some really iconic quotes from her. She's really giddy getting off the plane. She's like, I feel like it's an energetic interview. She reveals that her favorite part of the show is her Missy dance break, and of course, the new stuff, she says.
I like to do fun stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all about having fun, so I like really doing other people's music. That's interesting for me. It's really fun. I have a section on the show where I do Missy Elliott's music, and it's just fun. It's like really fun. And then the new stuff, of course.
Right. Like.
And then they ask her about the making of Glory, and she says that she was deeply inspired by Selena Gomez's revival. And her reasoning is, you know, she's Spanish and she's a baby, so I was really inspired by her work.
With making the new album, I know it's for someone that's created so much music in their lifetime, there has to be something that's always inspiring you to create more, to go in, to record more, to write more. Would you say there's one single inspiration for you, for your new stuff that you've been making?
I really like Selena Gomez's album, Revival. I was really inspired by that. I thought it was very clever and it was very smooth. And she's Spanish and she's a baby. So I was really inspired by her work. And I think as women, it's cool to like look up to other women and to like, I mean, she's younger than me, but still I was like, wow, this is like really good stuff. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool. So I was definitely inspired by her stuff.
Amazing.
Spanish and a baby is one of my favorite Britney-isms of recent time.
She's Spanish and she's a baby.
Español y Bobby.
Español y Bobby.
Yeah, that.
She
just doesn't understand time.
Time or anything or.
Space, love, or joy.
Space, love, joy, nationality, just.
Is she not Spanish?
She's Mexican, Mexican American.
She's not a singer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, her father is of Mexican descent. Her mother is Italian.
Hot.
Anyway, she's Spanish and a baby. So we get that really, really good snippet that's near and dear to my heart. And then we get the Apple Music Festival in London. Now, I think I'm very grateful that this exists because we got to get a full Piece of Me show, essentially. Like, some things were snipped out, but...
Right.
We got...
On recording.
Yes. We basically got Piece of Me as close as we're going to get to a DVD of it, which is pretty cool.
I know. Isn't that a shame that we never got that? Like, it's didn't insane. They say that they were going to do
yeah.
something?
Yeah. Oh. It's insane.
Yeah.
But we do get more or less what Piece of Me is. The only unfortunate thing is that Mama's hair goes to shit basically after song one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I will say the one good thing about this was the venue was gorgeous.
Yeah, Roundhouse.
Like the way that it started, mm-hmm. and when she comes out and does Work Bitch.
Very exciting. The countdown.
Flawless.
Great.
However, it was hot in that venue.
It was very hot in that venue, and she was sweating.
She was burning up.
She was.
And the sweat just really, it's like, took over my body or something. Did you catch that?
I got that.
Okay. That was a reference that I don't know where it's from. Where did I just pull that out of?
It's
Dream Within a Dream Tour DVD.
Yes. Oh yeah. And she's like,
yeah.
Yes! Right before Slave.
Oh, so good. It's like the references. They just take over your brain.
Take over your brain. It's all I think about.
Yeah. It was hot as fuck in there.
It was hot as fuck. But she is serving. She's happy. She's doing it. But this is, I think, where we have the back handspring issue.
Yeah. She talked about.
She does in an interview.
You know, when you perform some of the older songs, is there any part of the show where there's a certain move coming up and you're like, oh no, it's coming up. Oh no. Oh God. Oh no, I've got to do this one. Ah!
Yes, I have a part in the show where I just started doing. I mean, when I was younger, I could do backflips. I was a gymnast, so I could like do all kinds of things. But now I'm older, of course.
Would you attempt that now? No, not right now. I mean,
no, I would not do it now. One of my guy friends, he can though. Like, he came into my house the other day. He went in my living room. He was like, I still got it, Brittany. He stood there and he did a back tuck. And I was like, Cade! And like, that was so cool.
And you're like, oh, I used to be able to do those.
I didn't know my son can do it now. My son does it. And I'm like, they go to this gym and they go and they do it in the pit. And they're just like, they're fearless, you know? And like, what kids do is just amazing and astounding. So, but it inspires me. So, because of all that, I put a back walkover in my show. I was like, you know, I can still do a back walkover. Yeah. But actually, last night I freaked out. I put my hands up and there was the new guy there who was supposed to usually I have my signature guy that helps me with it for the past 3 years every night that I do it with. Well, there was a new guy.
Oh. It wasn't his first day, was it? It's not like first day on the job.
No, it wasn't his first. It was his first time to touch my back though.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I couldn't do it.
He was probably more scared.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed really confident because he's like, he's really strong. And he's like, he's actually more muscular than the guy before. So I was like, I should have felt more confident. but I didn't. Okay. I was very scared. And so I just said, you know what? I'm not doing this right now. Yeah. And I didn't do it because I was scared.
Okay. So what's the bit in the show where you were like, oh no, it's coming up. Oh God,
that
oh God.
One.
That bit.
Yes.
And what part of the show is that?
It's In Touch of My Hand where I do a back walkover.
Okay, cool.
Which was also a good interview.
Yeah,
all
she
of
was
the
like,
ones in the UK were really good.
She's like, it was a different guy and he touched my back or something like that.
She
so insane.
Was like, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, great.
But she was super bubbly about it.
Yeah.
But they did address it, which
I wonder if it was because she was so sweaty.
It might have been.
And like, I mean, she is literally so sweaty in this whole thing.
It really devolves quickly, but she is serving as though she's killing it in Vegas. So.
Yeah, she gave them a good show.
She did. And then we get to have that as a recording. It's the closest thing we'll have to a Piece of Me DVD. And you get to listen to it on Apple. Mm-hmm. I think still. Yeah.
Yeah. It was filmed well.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Apple Music Festival, you're going to get like, that's quality. So.
Which she's not used to with her
team. No, she's not. They just like amble in with one suitcase and they're like, this is it.
Oh my God.
So while she's there, this is actually one of the most interesting things she does. She goes to Jonathan Ross.
Yeah.
And she's there for an hour talking. And luckily, plenty of stands were in the audience to take notes, mental notes of what was happening, because a lot of it gets cut out, including, most importantly, what makes headlines. Well, we could talk about the fun things that happened first. She talks about her dating life.
Oh, yeah.
She says that she went on a date with a guy who looked like a lizard.
Well, I mentioned earlier on you're single. Is it easy for you to meet people? I mean, or is it kind of tricky because of who you are and because of, you know, you have to be wary, I suppose, of people?
It's a little tricky. I have a friend at home and he randomly sets me up with people every now and then on dates. And it's just awkward because there's so many times that you meet people and it's just like too awkward.
And why? Because they have an idea of you that you're not, or vice versa?
Well, I will say there's been two dates that have been kind of cool. Okay. But other than that, it's just, it's too much. It's like I went with this one guy and he just like, he looked like a lizard. Like, I was so scared. Like, he was saying this and I turned around, I was like, oh my God. Holy shit, he looks just like a lizard, and I had to go. It was really bad.
So you just left? Wow.
Immediately.
Which, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Jonathan didn't know what that meant.
No. Was he green? Did he have a long tongue? Like,
I don't know if she came up with that press point, and she was like, I'm gonna... If they're like, he's going to ask you about dating, and she's like, I'm going to tell him he looked like a lizard. It feels like an idea she came up with.
Yeah, I would love for her to elaborate.
Yeah, can you please explain the lizard man? Also, I would love to know if that guy exists, what he thinks of that.
Oh, right.
Like, I for me, I kind of believe they gave her some fake questions that she could answer to like make herself relatable in a way and like talk about her dating.
I don't know. She seemed like...
It's hard for me
given
to imagine
what you're
her.
About the story about you're about to tell.
Yeah,
I feel like she really went in like she
did
ready
go
to
in.
Talk.
I just it's hard for me to imagine Britney Spears on a date, because to begin with, you cannot go on a date with somebody who doesn't know who you are when you're at that level.
True.
So it's just so weird to me to think of, but obviously she's good now. But anyway, Jonathan very innocently asks about the making of the album, and this gets cut. Thank you to Seb, actually, who was in the audience, who gave me some of the details about how this came to be, since none of this made the TV. So he asks, you know, how the album come to be. And she goes, do you want the short answer or the long answer? And everyone in the audience was like shook.
Right. Because normally, I mean, we all know.
We get like a package answer.
Well, all the answers are short.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she says, and this is not a direct quote because people were not allowed to like record things or anything, but they memorized this, or this is the best retention of the quote. Okay, so I have this conservatorship. She apparently pronounces it. She pronounces it incorrectly. Like
we do.
Conversatory ship. Something wrong.
Conservative ship.
Conservative mommy ship.
I'm a conservative mommy.
She says, okay, I have this conservatorship. I've been under it for 3 years, and I feel like a lot of the decisions were made for me. So I wanted Glory to be my baby, and I've been really strategic about it, which Jonathan Ross reportedly is like totally taken aback by this. The people in the audience are saying that her publicist is freaking out in the front row. She has never addressed the conservatorship publicly and like no. at least by name like that.
For the records, the only time she's ever said like this, and she's called it the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, iconic with the time reference, thinking that it started 3 years ago, which
right.
is an interesting thing in her mind.
It may have been relitigated.
It's possible. I felt like decisions were made for me. I wanted this to be my baby. I've been really strategic about it. She said that she's been getting control of things little by little. She seemed to really want to talk about it, but Jonathan changed the subject because he knew he couldn't talk about it. So that's what she says about the conservatorship, which is jarring, but also, in my opinion, taking it out of the broadcast makes it more suspicious. You made headlines for having it removed from the broadcast. Now you've made it mysterious.
Right.
It makes it look like she's being controlled.
True.
It doesn't help the narrative that, you know, she's a, you know, a puppet to this conservatorship, like, or like what the actual amount of control it is on her life. So I really wish they kept it in. I wish there was not a stigma on it, because it makes everything feel bad. It makes
right.
It makes it feel like, are we supporting something bad?
Exactly.
That is one thing that gets cut out. But then she even talks about one time she got contact high from people smoking so much weed that I couldn't go on with the show, which that's in reference to the circus tour.
Uh-huh.
When she very sassily stormed off and then later said, don't smoke weed, rock out, right. your cocks out. So I think he was asking her about like drugs and partying in Vegas and stuff. And she said she hadn't like smoked in years.
Wow.
And then at one point he made a joke about Madonna. He made a joke that she sucks people's life force out when she kisses them. And Brittany literally just said no to his face. Just fully would not give him that.
Wow.
They cut that out too, probably because it made him look bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to audience members, Grace and Seb, for giving me all the tea from the taping. We got a lot in that interview that never made it, which is really unfortunate.
It's also interesting because with this being, if we look at the era of Vegas for mm-hmm. her, this is the 1 year where she's allowed to quite literally jump off the stage
yeah.
and do other things. This is also the year where her Instagram really kind of takes off.
Mm-hmm.
She does all these things that we thought, you know, contractually you weren't allowed to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like, oh, where was this? Yeah.
We know that she's super involved in the album.
Right.
I really wish, or I'm just curious if she sort of played her hand a little bit mm-hmm. with the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And was like, listen, I've proven my, like, I want to do X, Y, and Z more.
I think the line, or at least her saying something about, I was really strategic about this.
Right.
I do get the impression that she was making an album she didn't care about, circa Pretty Girls, and that meeting Justin and Julia and Karen Kwok, the queen of glory, the A&R, who she shouted out like multiple times on her yeah. Instagram, really reinvigorated her and made her believe in the project. And I think she kind of implies, if this is true, that like songs were handed to her and that she really had to fight for this to be her baby.
Yeah.
So very, very, very interesting.
Huh.
I love that.
I would love for her to elaborate.
I would love for somebody who worked on that set to leak the footage.
True.
And my documentary while you're in there.
Right. Yeah. Send us all the SD cards.
So wow. That's like the most serious we get. We otherwise get some fun interviews. She does like Loose Women. She does mm-hmm. teaching the ladies how to dance. A little workout.
She does The Morning.
Uh-huh.
There's like a whole slew of UK interviews from 2016.
Yeah.
That are, I mean, nothing's like as iconic as the Spanish and a Bobby quote.
Ugh.
But
some great ones. And like Jonathan Ross' appearance in general is great too. A solid watch.
Yeah. She just has fun out. Like I feel like we've said it in past episodes too. Like there's something about London.
There is. Yeah. Even New York. She likes to get out of the norm. So we do take it back.
Yep. She comes back to the States and we get a couple more of the festival.
Yeah, we get a series of radio shows, which is really, I'm very impressed. Actually, I'll give it to Larry and Adam. Like to put her on a radio circuit is shows that you're at least intending to care about her streams and sales and radio play and stuff. Like to have her with the likes of, I mean, people who do that are like Camila, Dua.
Like, it's basically everyone that's hot right at now. The moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I loved about these that were, when she did Apple Music, that was Piece of Me. Like, it was literally the same outfits from Piece of Me.
Yeah.
She was bringing Piece of Me to other stages, like Today Show, like literally the same outfits, whatever.
Right.
When she came back on this radio circuit, it was different.
It was different.
She gave us new, unique moments.
New outfits.
So there's a couple of them, I would say smaller performances, shorter in length. She does Jingle Ball, the Jingle Bash, and the Triple Ho Show.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho.
It was like the holiday circuit.
Yeah.
Which is where we get Tinashe.
That she, is.
Tinashe
jumps out.
Brittany calls her Tinashe not once, not twice. It is three times, right?
I believe it might be.
I know it's more than one.
Yeah, it's the triple Tinashe show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, at this point, it's an honor, quite frankly.
Yeah.
From Keisha to Tinashe, we have a lot of really cool and different names for our collaborators.
And then we get the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Now, the opening of this is fucking incredible to me.
Oh, I got nervous for a second. I thought you were going to not be enthused. And I was like,
ugh. I actually just rewatched it. The fucking hat walking through the crowd. And it is the new, like, French version, right? Of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
La vitesse de la lumière qui dévoile le son résonne à l'oreille. Où est-ce? De qui devons-nous avoir peur? Les désespérés divulguent leurs secrets. Les vertueux tirent leurs épées. Miroir brisé, reçu parmi les seigneurs. Il y a plus à ce que l'on voit que ce qui est.
That is an amazing performance.
This one is super underrated.
It is.
And the reason why is because, and I don't know what the issue is here with this or whatever, but this streamed online.
It did.
Which I love.
And the CW, which.
Yeah.
See, Pretty Little Liars, I guess.
Right. What I loved with Billboard Music Awards and the VMAs, which we're going to talk about Billboard next because she's the most iconic in my opinion. They now put them on the artist's Vevo channels or YouTube channels after, which is brilliant. So they can go viral and people can watch them and whatever. This one is like, you have to, it's
like
not,
a Vimeo situation.
Yeah. Ugh. Like you can't find it anywhere and it's so underrated. She does a full 20.
I'm trying to think where I saw it, but anyway.
She does a full 20 plus minute set and it is phenomenal. Like, she really does that.
She does. And she also kind of previews what the Piece of Me tour will look like with things like the new mix of Slave for You and also the treeless Toxic.
Yeah.
When she uses Willy Gomez as a tree, which, I mean, who wouldn't? You know, she makes do with not having her props when she's international.
Right.
I just find this to be, like, definitely one of the most underrated performances of the year.
It is. And it's a shame because iHeart filmed this well.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, for the purpose of these festivals is usually more of like an in-person experience, I feel like. But they, the way that they even filmed Toxic for this, I remember they like pull wide and you get the visual of this massive arena.
Yeah.
And it's like the legend is there.
Right.
And also, I would just love to shout out the pigtails here because she gives us a new hair moment.
We do get a new hair moment.
That I've seen copied by like my friends who are stans, but like, and also Trisha Paytas copied it.
Right.
But like she did the pigtail thing.
Yeah.
Which then she brought back to Vegas.
Yep.
She even brought that outfit back. Didn't she bring the one top with the black?
Oh yeah.
For like a hot second. Yeah. And the skirt.
Yeah. She did. No outfit goes unrecycled.
That is true.
Yeah. I think it was a great look for her. It's not as accessible, unfortunately. I just think it was
great.
But you
can find it.
You can. And I guess we can... We'll end sort of at the beginning.
Right, because we really went... We didn't...
Down and up and down.
Yeah. because this performance was actually in May.
This was in May.
Specifically on my birthday.
It was during the 2016 Billboard Music Awards. I was backstage interviewing Troye Sivan and other pop stars, and my one question was, what's your favorite Britney song? And I did a super cut of people's answers. Troy said Toxic. It was a lot of Toxic. It was a lot of Toxic. You know,
I was gonna just call Troy a local, but well, Barry, I stan my.
Of course, we loved Baby Troy, but I was lucky enough to be there covering BBMAs for Pop Crush, backstage interview junkets and stuff. They were also, the whole time we were interviewing, they were doing rehearsals. I didn't hear hers, but Ariana was rehearsing the entire time I was doing interviews, and that was kind of cool. She was doing Into You, which bop, and you can just hear her being like, fuck, like when she'd screw it up and stuff. But anyway, that's a segue. Yeah, then we get to this medley, which
I feel bad for you because
me too.
I
but why?
My birthday, I got her doing the Nicki Till the World Ends and like S&M with Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And then also my birthday was this, literally like the actual day of my birthday.
Oh, my birthday is,
you got
5150 and Domination is canceled. It's almost like she doesn't really care for my birthday.
Like when we look back in history, it's kind of funny. Because like you've also done like so much more. Like out of the two of us, if anyone deserves to have like a birthday,
a day of rest, but not from me. Yeah.
Although, which I do have a story.
She really fucking came for my 30th. This was really a doozy.
She really came for your 30th birthday. yeah. So this happens. I'm watching live on the TV. You were in the audience.
I'm there. I had a few too many drinks at the time, and because I was really nervous for her. I don't know why. I just, this, since it was May, we didn't really know quite what was, you know.
Wasn't this like her first of the circuit? Of like the whole,
And we knew it was a medley. And then we always forget the stan panic that comes before these things where it's like, it's going to be a new single. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Uh-huh. And it was none of that. It was just a really solid, amazing, in my opinion, piece of me. Tight medley.
She does the Work Bitch intro, which is the same as the one in Vegas.
Yes.
But we get a whole new outfit. We get a custom outfit.
We do.
Phenomenal hair.
Yeah.
And she spins around the same little wheelie door thing.
She does. And I will say in the first 30 seconds, there is terror.
There's
in
nerves.
Her, in her eyes. She's at her best when she's naked. So she comes down there. She rips it off. It's almost like she might have been nervous that the reveal might have not gone off as quickly.
I also felt like once she got down from the stairs, it kind of was a relief.
It feels like literally when she gets naked, it's like, whew, like, okay, we're good.
But I will say something to this point about the nerves at the end of this performance, but just put a pin there.
Okay.
She's definitely nervous. You can definitely see it.
Yeah.
But she comes down the stairs, the hat comes off, the jacket comes off.
Security guard's like, give that back. Oh,
that hasn't been recycled yet. She, like, I will say,
grabs it from Shawn Mendes. Right. Get rid of this.
Hi, sweetie. She hasn't recycled this outfit actually.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Give it time.
Wow. So she comes down the stairs, she rips the jacket off, and she's in a bikini.
Gorgeous red bikini.
Thing. Stunning.
Yeah, honestly. Like, it looks amazing in photos.
I almost wanna say that I feel like this may, and I hate the color red, but I want to say that this is the best she looked that year.
Yeah. In my opinion, there is that picture that they catch at that amazing moment of her like kind of by the side. I want it like framed, like, but also the one on the guitar, like she looks amazing.
Phenomenal. So she does Work Bitch and then she goes into Womanizer and we get the Womanizer dance break.
Thank God.
On TV for all the locals to see. And the timing is accurate because she was a little bit
offbeat
in other ones.
Yes.
Which, like, it's fine. Whatever, we stand.
Yeah.
But this one, she killed it.
She did get it.
The fireworks, the camera angle was great.
You're right.
Thank you. It just looked so good. And especially because her hair was good, that hair whip just looked even better.
Mm-hmm.
So she does that. And then you see little local ass Meghan Trainors like cheering with her shoulder pads
right
in the audience.
Just happy to be there.
Like, clapping. She's like, you see her.
The only good reaction shot I like is Zendaya in that moment with Toxic. Mm, she's like into it. Oh, but actually Demi and Nick. They get Demi and Nick when she does Breathe.
Right. But anyway. They shouldn't have cut to anyone at all during this entire thing.
That's true too, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, so she does Womanizer and then she goes into I Love Rock and Roll, which I thought was an interesting choice for this. And at first I remember being like, who?
Yep.
Like, why?
Why?
But when she gets on that guitar, and we have dragged that guitar, she sure has dragged that guitar everywhere. But when she was gyrating on that guitar.
Holy shit.
Shook.
Yeah. She was full on fucking that guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is exactly what it should be from the beginning. If you're going to like do this, like, you know, the bucking whatever, it's supposed to be bucking Bronco type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's serving that fantasy. Thank God. She's totally into it. Hops on off.
Oh.
And now. And then,
and mind you, like, all of these transitions. So like this whole mix is new.
Yeah, the transitions are great.
Oh my God, it's so good. And it goes into Breathe On Me. It is just, when I was watching this live, someone that I was watching it with goes, oh my God, what song is this? Is this her new single? And I literally, like, I was like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is Breathe On Me. And like Stan like fully jumped out.
Yeah.
And I was like, also shut the hell up.
He did not buy the shut the fuck up package to her at all.
Like, I was shocked. I was like, are you?
That is, I would not have, I mean, that.
Is this her new single? While the Stan is out, she could release it right now, and it would still slay.
Oh,
it would still be relevant because the sound is timeless.
That's right.
It
is.
Like, it honestly, literally could have been released. It could be released whenever.
Yep. Anytime you want, Larry.
Yeah. Whenever you want. I'll release it. I'll do it. No, so she does Breathe On Me, and it's just like they're on the floor, and like they're whipping their hair,
great.
It's like she looks phenomenal, and then it mixes into Slave. And this transition's also like,
it's really good. She does her yoga on the pole, but she does one hair flip to the camera that becomes a GIF that's really, really good. She just like, and of course somebody's added Nade onto that GIF.
Yeah.
And that's really amazing as well. And then,
but like, even that one part where she's like, all you people look at me like I'm like, the look that she has in her eyes, you know, the first time we saw Slave For You in Vegas, we know what she looked like
when
she was like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
I have to fucking do this.
Right. There's this one part where she flings around the pole and like she's glaring out and she is so on fire at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It is just electrifying to watch.
It is. She really was so into it this whole time. I was freaking out.
She's like grinning and like there's just like this. Mm.
Yes. She knows what she's done.
Yeah. And then she comes off the pole and she nails the original choreo.
She does. She absolutely does.
The camera shots, and like I will give props to Billboard, whoever, I don't know what it's called to arrange whatever it is, but the way that they filmed it and the way that they had the camera set up, like it just was very flattering.
Yep.
And they hit all the shots where they needed to be to make it look as good as it needed to look. Oh. You know, she fucking did that.
She did.
And then we get, like, I can't even believe this happened. Sometimes, because
that's what I said. I said the fact that Touch of My Hand is performed on national television in the year 2016,
right? Like on
a deep
ABC
cut
or whatever,
from In the Zone,
local television
on
channel.
Local television. I'm just so astounded. It was insane. So we get some very interesting. She gets lifted up and does very interesting hand gestures.
Yeah.
She's feeling it, whatever it is.
She was like stringing the air. Like,
yeah, it was a little bit of
playing
like,
the violin.
Oh, she like, was doing something, but when she's like up in the air, she's like either jerking off the air or like doing some sort of Illuminati signal. But
can we talk about that this for a second, though, which I don't think we've ever really discussed. Her, she has this very unique hand flick.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's jumped out more recently.
It's a nervous it's almost, tick, it must be, I
it
think.
It might be.
I think so.
I think it's Christina's. It's, an energy.
It's Christina's masturbating the mic move.
It is. That's
like,
literally
it's
it.
It's like tap, tap, tap.
It almost feels like, because when she did it at the VMAs, she was doing it to the beat. Like as
she,
was,
yeah.
I almost feel like it's her...
her like
her way of counting her steps.
Yeah, she doesn't have a Fitbit, so what she does right. is she does
no, like counting her.
No, the beat. Yes,
she does a lot of the hand flicks.
She does.
Look for it.
Yeah,
you at home.
Watch like, the hands.
Watch the hands. She like flicks them a lot.
Tiny hands. Yes, they're flicking.
But it's very unique to Britney.
Yeah,
and the one that Brad was talking about with Christina when she holds her mic.
She's
she like,
always like
it's the last two fingers
tapping the fingers against it a lot.
Yeah, they like kind of go with the note.
I think that's more like a power thing. Like the note is coming so hard, she's like,
yeah,
it's like instead of just like,
oh no,
crushing.
She flicks it to the her own vocal.
Yeah, she's
yeah, like if you look at it, like goes with her.
She
like,
art directs her vibrato basically, yeah.
And she also says say and ha
ha.
We just we notice all these unique things about yeah. our faves.
It's we have a lot of time.
What were we?
So touching my hand
she's,
comes.
Yeah, she's airing
she's
the
fingering
the
air,
guitar,
and then
she does the assisted.
Uh huh.
You're not everyone's fave can do it.
Yep.
Move.
Which she's, was such a sigh of relief when that happened. I can't even tell you when I was like, oh god, I hope this doesn't flop.
Yeah.
And then local favorite, and honestly, I think this is a fantastic ending.
You know what? I agree.
We get a little furry puff.
Yep.
on the shoulders. Zendaya starts flipping out and putting her hands in the air, and we get a very explosive, toxic ending that ends with like a collapse on the floor.
Yeah,
which is great.
Isn't that all new from?
Yeah, that yeah. also happened once.
Right, that's the thing that happened with all these festival performances was we got new choreo that. Only happened once or twice.
Yes, because that staging like wouldn't it didn't make sense with like the toxic tree, so it would need to be something different. So they did like a full routine, which frankly I wish kind of made its way to Piece of Me because I think that's a great ending.
Oh, it's so good.
Ugh, yeah,
it was like so, the perfect just like
yeah pop,
pop
of energy
at the end,
and she really does that. And we didn't even talk about at the very beginning, we get one of her best voiceovers from the narrator. We get the the undisputed.
Here she is.
Here she
the
is.
The undisputed princess of pop, Britney Spears.
Here she is. The undisputed princess of pop, Britney Spears.
I love, like.
That's a really good one.
It gets a very dramatic video montage in the beginning, too.
It does. It's, oh, that was really heart racing to see that. So she thoroughly, and that's my memory of my favorite performance during 2016.
This is it.
Yeah.
Like this is what to me should have been like the Vanguard performance.
Oh, yes.
Like that I wanted to have, and I felt like.
This is the Vanguard performance. It's
the legend like thoroughly jumped out, and I want to make a point about the nervous energy that she had in the beginning. And we're going to go broad and we're going to go deep for a second. Uh-oh. So come along with me here. I have said this throughout this podcast numerous times that she has always sort of always been that way as a person, a nervous person, a shy person. And then when the legend jumps out, the legend jumps out. And to me, this performance happening in 2016, everything she's been through, we've talked about like all the knees, fearless knee, humble knee, nervous knee, anxiety knee. We've been through all whatever. The fact that we got a glimpse of that in the beginning, some people were like, oh, she looks nervous. But the fact that she shook it off within literally 10 seconds and then the look in her eyes during Slave for You, that as a performance is like everything I've wanted from her at that stage of her career,
yeah,
to be a little bit nervous still because she's human and we know that she's nervous, mm-hmm, but she fucking jumped out and she killed it.
Yeah.
And I love that there is that glimpse of it in the beginning because it is her.
It totally is. Yeah. That's like why we stan. It's
this performance is literally why we stan.
Yeah. It demonstrates both like what she's been through and what she is capable of, mm-hmm, all in one go. I totally
and
agree.
It really encapsulates the comeback for,
yes,
me, I think.
Yes, absolutely. It totally is like the comeback story.
And we've joked before about Fire in the Eyes. And,
oh, yeah. But Brian Friedman actually like jumped out of his seat and was like, yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Fire in the Eyes.
The Fire in the Eyes tiger.
Totally. That is that performance for sure for me. I think that is a huge victorious win for her, that performance. I wish it was on a bigger platform. I wish it wasn't.
It's on YouTube.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean,
you can watch it now.
I wish it was the Vanguard performance. I wish it was a Super Bowl performance. I wish it was like,
you know what? In terms of timing, honestly, it would have been Super Bowl. Been a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because aren't those short?
Yep. They could add probably a minute to each song or 30 seconds to make it just a little longer.
Yeah. She could have added in Baby and Oops or something.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Add Baby and Oops. Yeah. And then, honestly, that's more or less what all we need with like more elaborate costumes maybe and like more, maybe even a more props, but like that would have worked for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God. If you haven't seen it, you really need to watch it.
It's great.
It just really sums it up.
I was very proud of her. It was a huge sigh of relief for me. Mm-hmm.
I remember you texting me being like, how did it look?
Yeah, my first thing, how did it look?
And didn't I write back fucking iconic?
Yeah.
I wrote back something like...
Yeah, because we can't... Whenever we go to those things, you don't know when you're in the crowd.
No.
Don't know.
And I'm sure actually watching it, it probably looked like a mess because...
Yeah. I mean, not a mess, but like it's like...
Well, they used
it's all
the
over
entire,
the stage.
They used like both sides.
Yeah. So for me, it felt like, oh no, she's just walking.
Right.
In a lot of them, but actually it looks really good.
The way it was filmed,
yeah,
was... Oh. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Very proud of her. Wow.
That was, you know, if there was one person who deserved to have a fantastic 2016, it was Britney Jean Spears.
Wow. There can be 99 people in a room who don't deserve a good 2016, yeah, but all you need is one living legend.
There were 99... people, and there were definitely at least 99 people who did not have a good 2016.
Yeah, that's
but
for
one
sure.
Person did, and it was Britney Jean Spears.
And you know what? That's
and
great.
Not to plug my own Tumblr, but at the end of the year, because I was so depressed, I did a why 2016 was the greatest year for Britney ever or whatever, and I did just a list of like really obscure things. It's on my Tumblr. I will tweet it out for you guys. So that you can just like click through. I did all random like this, mm-hmm, this Vine, this quote, this performance, this, and just recapped Britney with references. So mm-hmm, I'll tweet that out for you guys so you can click around. But a lot of them were Instagram posts, which we should
right.
also discuss.
So we know that Britney started to take the reins of her Instagram with Bored, Just Do It, Baby, and mm-hmm, similar homemade videos. Then she became a thief. And
she goes through a bit of a renaissance.
She is absolutely stalking hashtags, other celebrities, and most importantly, Google image search mm-hmm, for inspiration on her Instagram turned Pinterest board.
I was just about to say Pinterest me. Mm-hmm.
Pinterest me pinned everything. We get things like the corn.
Yeah.
Cheesy
well,
corn.
There's this, I feel like there was this weird phase where she went through, it's like super grandma
oh,
art.
Yeah.
Like it's very floral and artsy fartsy is mm-hmm, not even, like I don't even know what to describe it. There's a really good BuzzFeed article from this year that includes all of these. And it's all these like floral art pieces that she's Instagramming. And then she does one mm-hmm, of corn. But it is a Google image of corn that easily was debunked as being like
yeah, it's
Google.
Like the first like, result.
Right. If you search like corn, it's the one that she,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, will never understand why.
No, I think this is her honestly, like, really starting to understand the internet.
Yeah.
She might have been doing the emails, but I don't think she was doing social media for like 10 years.
Right. This is her GeoCities.
This is, yeah, era. She's building her... She's building her Yahoo page right now. Right.
Like, she took her, what were those things called? The discs? Before CDs.
The floppy disks?
No. Was it a floppy disk?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has her free AOL floppy disk that she put into her computer and logged onto the internet and just started searching things.
Oh, my God.
She started cliparting.
She did. Which I think was, it was a creative outlet for her. Yeah, just like the
which
album.
It still is.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But it's, this is like the early renaissance of it, where she's not always herself in the photos. Mm-hmm. She's literally stealing people's art.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Taylor Swift did that once. Remember when she stole that girl's illustration?
Wow.
Of that fox?
I just saw a subpoena come slide through a door.
Yeah. But then she starts to get more personally involved,
mm-hmm.
thanks to her two Bobies.
Yeah.
Because her two Bobies steal her phone. And
yeah, which I could believe it for the first time. And then I
believed started it the first time.
Yeah.
The one where she like collapses to the ground. She's yeah. like, Jaden! Because it looks like they cut the video off right before they got a talking to.
It really does.
Which we all know that look when you've gone a step too far and you're about to get disciplined.
Oh my God. It's true. And I really think that if that was an acted collapse, then where are her Oscars, frankly? That
right.
As we will find out in later years, she loves a skit. And
yeah, she starts to have more fun with it. But there was one quote, and I think it was from the UK, because they asked her about this post a lot.
They did.
And basically reveals that her kids told her that she's not cool.
And my oldest, he's 11 now. So he's, you know, to the point where he's almost a teenager. In 2 years, he'll be in his teens. So he's like, Mom's not cool. I know nothing. I'm the idiot. So the bad part is when you start believing him and you're like, wait a second. What did he just say?
Her kids shame her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's planning to get them back someday. Someday they will understand.
Oh my God.
They wake
imagine
up.
Imagine that being your throwback Thursday.
Oh my God.
Hashtag TBT.
In my mom's womb during someday shoot. They're going to have the best TBTs. Oh, so jealous. So yeah, we get baby interactions. We also get an invitation into the art room, the much talked about art room.
We do.
She is not topless, but she is painting leaves.
Which is something else.
It really is something. Let's give them something to talk about.
And she made headlines for this. Like, everyone was like, what is she doing?
She is in artist mode, painting colorful leaves and flowers sometimes, looking very serious about it too. Just like very dainty. Very dainty strokes. Yeah. This is where she just lets loose and listens to Mariah's Number One to Infinity. And just
which
lets her
difficult
mind,
to get. Not everyone has
not
that.
Not everyone has them. And not everyone has, you know, art supplies either. But our Faith does. And she likes to paint leaves.
Yeah.
It's something.
It is. And then some of my other favorite ones from this year are two photos that she posts with some teacups. Because, you know, she's British.
She is very British.
So she loves her tea. And that she's two. And they both say, it's motherfucking tea time on them.
Which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping that she would be spilling some, but, you know, just having the mug is good too.
Right. I want that one mug.
I know. It's really good. And the pictures of it are her very, like, sassily, like,
right,
looking at the camera as she's sipping.
Rebel-ny.
Very. So that's, like, that's very cool. I'm not like other moms. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, this is where she starts to really kind of
lean in on Facebook mom groups.
It is very Facebook mom.
But I love it. And she seems at peace with it. Like, mm-hmm. she seems happy about that.
Yeah. One of the posts we got on Instagram this year, too, at the beginning of the year, which is not conservative mommy at all, is basically a music video for Breathe On Me in the bikini.
Quite inexplicably. And this is the hypocrisy or the, I don't know what you would call it.
Contrast.
The contrast of Britney talking in every interview about how she's not cool. She's a mom. She's not in with the times. She's like, she cuts out the sex scenes of work bitch. Meanwhile, on her Instagram, she'll just strip down to a bikini and writhe to her sexiest song for no reason.
Nope. She like adds it to Remix, Reimagine, Still Iconic. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 weeks later is like filming a makeshift
music video. No, I really like this
music
song.
Video.
Yeah. It's bizarre in the best way. Like, obviously, I will always want her to stand that song, but it's like, didn't you just spend all this time telling us that you are cutting down all these scenes for being too sexual?
Right.
Okay.
It, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
It
really twisted Megyn Kelly's mind. But yeah, so we get the continued rise of Britney on Instagram. And this is sort of when the locals get involved and get aware that she's quite a character on Instagram. And then it becomes like BuzzFeed listicles.
W Magazine did an article about her Instagram.
Yeah.
And it really became a thing this year, like in the news.
And you can see like whenever a Britney post goes up, it's like all these people tagging people in the know in their friend group to like either laugh or marvel or appreciate whatever she's doing. Mm-hmm. It's really quite, it's not like other pop star Instagrams, which are mainly, or like most people's Instagrams, like mine, which are like mostly narcissists. Like hers is like a weird mix of what's going on in her brain.
It's a mix of Pinterest.
Yeah.
And goofiness.
Mm-hmm. Prayer.
Prayer. That is true.
Family.
Tigers.
Tigers.
Pictures of the moon. She likes to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Quotes.
Quotes. It really is of the moment, whatever
it's
comes
to mind.
It's kind
of like her Tumblr. Like for if she had a Tumblr.
She would have been a Tumblr girl had she not been famous, for sure.
Right? I wonder if she knows about Tumblr.
Well, now she's not interested because there's no porn.
Well, she's a conservative mommy, so she'll appreciate that.
Yeah, that's true. She set
porn
that in motion.
Porn in my timeline?
Anyway, I'm off to shoot work, bitch.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It was a fascinating year.
It's a fascinating year. It's a very promo-heavy year. I guess we have to come down to the knee of it all.
Well,
what's the knee?
I have two.
Okay.
But I think they kind of fall in line with each other. I was going to say legend knee because I was in a stan bubble. It was like pre Baby One More Time nostalgia, which we just kind of got more recently.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't necessarily a nostalgic act at the moment, but I felt like the legend jumped out.
Yes.
As I learned through doing this podcast, the ray of light moment.
Yes.
I felt like this was much more.
Much closer. Oh my
to
God.
It.
Yes.
I felt like the hunger was there. I felt like the drive was there. The motivation was there. Her happiness and confidence was there. And overall, that just made me very happy.
Mm.
But then I would also kind of want to say, breathe on knee.
Breathe on knee.
Because if you are down for the ride,
mm-hmm.
and you at this point are not aware of Breathe On Me, this is the year that she is telling you this is her favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get on board now.
Like you I love do, that.
Right?
I'm like, all for that.
Because she said it, didn't she say it when In The Zone, like a few years after In The Zone, she said that she...
I think so.
She alluded to it.
I mean, there's a series of years where she gets nervous and just says toxic. But when it was more top of mind, I think she knew that that was like
right.
her favorite. I do think that like in interviews, she often defaults to toxic or baby or slave because I think she just like
she thinks people will like that.
Yeah, but I think if you actually asked her what she really really likes, it's breathe for sure.
Yeah, because I don't think she's. I mean, she's done dance videos to like Change Your Mind and other of her newer songs.
Yeah.
But this was like
she made a music video.
I'm like, oh my God, she really wanted to do a music video for this.
She might have even honestly, because she's not listening to her music like we are, like she might have forgot how much she loved it and had a whole new like love affair with it.
I'm sure.
That video kind of makes me think that she was like, oh, I really did that.
She did.
Mm-hmm. I love Breathe On Me. Mine, you're going to get mad at, but it makes sense for double reasons. I won't say Comeback Knee, but I do think it is Revival Knee.
I like that.
Because we can't ignore the fact that she said she was inspired by that album, which if that's what it took to get her to that place, that's great.
She's Spanish and she's a baby.
But more importantly, the actual term revival, I think that this is what this year was. If we don't want to call it a comeback, it revived my faith in her in a big way, because I had never been more sure that it was over, that she was done over it after the 1-2 punch of Britney Jean and Pretty Girls.
Yeah, that was
you know, the music is not there for me anymore. Mm-hmm. She's not making good music anymore. Like, that's terrible. So this was such a revival of my interest in her. Like, obviously I'm always interested in her, but like me thinking, okay, you care about being a pop star again. I mean, so many things were so unexpected. I'm still not over the fact that she performed in a festival.
No. I sometimes look back at that year and I'm like, did that really happen?
Yeah. There's a lot of it that shouldn't have happened, just from the trajectory of what she was going through with Britney Jean and stuff and Femme Fatale. I mean, we've shaded Britney Jean enough, but Femme Fatale is such a bad era for her personally, as far as her behavior. It's been years since we've really had that full package of good music, good spirits,
mm-hmm.
spirit, where it was like, I feel like I can subscribe to this and not feel bad in some way.
All of the stars.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I almost made a Selena reference.
Wow.
And a Britney, the stars, Man on the Moon.
Danced.
I was going to say the stars were dancing and they almost aligned. Wait.
Well, it's deserved because that,
you know,
little Spanish and a Bobby inspired this moment. So thanks. I'm grateful for that. And certainly Justin and Julia brought, and Karen Kwok, Queen Karen Kwok.
Literally Queen. Queen A&R'd Karen.
This.
Isn't she amazing? Honestly, give it up.
Give
for
it up
her.
For her. Send her flowers. You just need somebody. There could be 99 A&Rs in the room and you just need one to say, actually, you should work with Justin and Julia. And the stars did align and danced.
And she can compete with the stars in the sky because she is one.
Oh, what a beautiful way to end.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably the year. You know, we did kind of stagger it, but that's okay. There was just so much.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just carry this on, keep that same energy in 2017 as we take this show on the road.
Oh, we sure do.
Impressively, though, the audience sizes anyway are very impressive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All around the world. Literally.
All around the world, the same show. Mm-hmm. But we'll take it. And
thank you for joining us on this two-part version journey.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel depressed saying goodbye to this year.
I do too, because I was going to be like, there's new things to look forward to and they're canceled.
But you know what? It's fine.
It is fine because this is the life of the Britney fan.
And you never know.
You just really have to
wait. We're literally going to have to wait and see. And you'll be waiting and seeing with us.
Yes.
And we will see you soon. I was waiting for you to be like, in court.
Nope. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.